Welcome to the Life Notes Podcast, where we explore God and grace in our everyday lives. This is the 13th in the series of Life Notes titled Praying with One Eye Open. This episode is titled The Five S's to a God Experience. The Bible reading is from Psalm 46, verse 10a. Be still and know that I am God. Over the past few weeks, I've covered a few states of being that put us in a position of least resistance to experiencing God's presence. They are silence, stillness, solitude, simplicity, and surrender. Interestingly, none of these are typically emphasized in most church services. While churches teach about God, which is a worthy purpose, they are generally not well equipped to lead us to an experience of God. In fact, a church characterized by these five traits would probably shutter its doors quickly from a lack of funding and attendance. Many churches do, however, have beautiful spaces that may be conducive to one or more of these qualities, silence, stillness, and solitude in particular, but likely not during an actual worship service. Nature provides excellent spaces to seek God's presence. A quiet corner of a home suffices too. These five traits are not common elements in our everyday lives either. In fact, an excess of any makes others worry about us. Is it any wonder that we often feel so far from God when neither our daily lives nor our churches provide the conditions most likely to awaken us to God's ever-present nature? I summarize the five practices below in order to contain them in one place. For additional thoughts on each, check out previous posts on my website, contemplatinggrace.com. Silence. We often confuse the silence of inactivity with the deep silence from which God creates. We cannot simply turn off the television and our mobile devices and expect to find silence. Silencing the noise from our external world is one thing. Silencing our internal world is the greater challenge. It is through this latter type of silence that we find entry into the rich moments of our lives, being present to the creative potential and creating reality happening at all times and in all places. True silence provides a blank slate from which to co-create our lives with God. Stillness. Like silence, stillness has an external and an internal manifestation. Just because there is calm in our external environment does not mean there is stillness within. When our internal dialogue continues to judge and criticize, we are not still. When we rehash past regrets and energize feelings of guilt and inadequacy, we are not still. When we review the things we have yet to accomplish today, we are not still. Stillness cannot occur when our mind strays outside of the moment. It is nearly impossible to experience God when we are distracted. Solitude. Being in solitude means being free of unavoidable distractions, meaning our only distractions are self-created. Our minds may still wander, but an act of will can bring them back into the moment. Solitude provides a perfect setting for entering the moment, which is the only place we can encounter God. One reason many of us feel so distant from God is that we live in a perennial state of out-of-the-momentness. The type of solitude that offers the least resistance to a God experience is a four-in-the-morning type of solitude, as if the only other person conscious with us is God. Simplicity. A simple life is one where there is freedom to do what calls to us in the moment. Granted, most lives are too busy to drop everything to answer to the whims of the moment, but a simple life has the freedom to do so at least on occasion. Our possessions and our relationships, useful and beautiful as they may be, draw us away from simplicity. Finding time and space to just be, unencumbered and undistracted, is vital to enhancing our awareness of God's presence. Surrender. Far from a sign of failure, surrender is a necessary part of a spiritual life. We are not all-knowing. Our plans are not always the best way to get where we wish to go, nor is where we wish to go always a good place for us to be. Being open to God's guidance, as well as that of trusted teachers and mentors, is not surrendering as in giving up, but is surrender in the sense of trusting in and submitting to the wisdom of another. I do not claim these are the only ways to experience God. No doubt there are other ways, but silence, stillness, solitude, simplicity, and surrender are recurring themes of contemplative authors since before the time of Jesus to the present day. What they share in common is that they invite us outside of our comfortable state of being in order to allow something new to emerge. You have been listening to the Life Notes podcast. I invite you to my website, contemplatinggrace.com, where you will find books, music, and archives of my Life Notes and podcasts. Until next time, this is Greg Hildenbrand wishing you peace and every good.